Good afternoon, everybody. As you could probably tell, today is actually a very nice day, but the weather is starting to get colder, and as the weather gets colder, people get the sniffles a little bit. It's not COVID. And also, you find that people need to use their hands get chapped, their lips get chapped. So someone requested that we discuss using hand creams and lip balms on Shabbos, and whether one is allowed to use such things on Shabbos. So let's... The view is blurry. Yeah, okay. It's not much to look at anyway. So let's discuss the issue of using hand creams and lip balms on Shabbos. So there are two issues. There are two conversations that have to be had when discussing these items. First is the issue of mimareach, and the second is the issue of refuah. And if we are able to successfully get around both issues, then it's going to be mutter, but otherwise we're going to have a problem. So Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Tes Zayin Sif Yud Aleph writes, Lo Yishav Shef Balagrav Rok Al Gabe Karka Mishum Mashve Gumos, that a person should not rub with his feet saliva onto the ground. Saliva means like phlegmy saliva onto the ground, because it's going to be Mashve Gumos. He's going to be flattening or smoothing out the earth itself, the ground itself, the dirt itself, and that's going to be an iser on Shabbos. Aval mutal ledorso lefitumo sheinu miskavim lemareach lashus gumos. If you happen to step on saliva, that's okay. If you happen to have to mele memareach, even though it is going to get smoothed out, lo mechavein shari, because you're not having kavana to do it, it's going to be mutar mishum miyasusa, because otherwise it's going to be disgusting. But certainly to rub your feet on the top of saliva that's on the ground to smooth it out, that is going to be usher, says the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Magen Avraham, or the Mishnah Berurah citing the Magen Avraham, va'al gabe ritzpa, and if it's on a tile floor, if it's not on a dirt floor but on a tile floor, well then talia b'plukta, it's talia in the machlokas, and it could be that it's mutter, that you're allowed to smooth out the saliva onto a tile floor, not a dirt floor. Asks the Magen Avraham, why would that be okay? Why would it be mutter to do mimareach on a tile floor? You're not allowed to spread out any substance on top of another substance. So says the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah right now. He says, "Va'af wrong sif u'mishum meruach chuva lekel demesar t'lo shayich meruach elikishem mimareach is a dover al gabi chaveiro v'kavanaso shi'is mareach." Mimareach means you're rubbing one thing on top of another in order to smooth the bottom thing. You want the bottom surface to get smooth, so you put a smoothing agent rubbed over the other surface. Avokan rotsushia nivla. Over here, you want it to be absorbed. You don't want it to smooth the surface. You want it to be absorbed in the surface. You want it to be absorbed in the floor. So says Rav Avadya Yosef, you see from here that any time the plan is not to leave the item smoothed over that surface, but to just get it out of there, to get it either absorbed in, or says Rav Avadya Yosef, or removed from, taken off right away, that's not going to be mimareach. And it's based on that Rav Avadya Yosef argues on Rav Moshe Feinstein and says that to rub toothpaste over your teeth on Shabbos is not a violation of mimareach, because the purpose of rubbing toothpaste on the teeth is not to leave the toothpaste on the teeth, it is to immediately remove it from the teeth when you rinse out your mouth. And that, according to the Magen Avraham, is not mimareach. Tzitz Eliezer and Chel Gzayin Tzim Lamed Oschez disagrees with Rav Avadya and says, no, there's a big difference. The toothpaste is not meant to get absorbed in the teeth. It's meant to be washed away. So until it's washed away, you do plan on leaving it on the surface of the teeth. You're rubbing it over the teeth to leave it on the surface of the teeth, but something that's meant to get absorbed is not going to be a problem of mimareach. So leaving aside the toothpaste issue, which is obviously its own discussion, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was mutter as well, like Rav Avadya in that case, that it's not a violation of mimareach. Rav Meisher was famously machmir. Rav Meisher used the term mimareach. They told, that's what Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, that they told Rav Soloveitchik that Rav Meisher asked using toothpaste because of memachik. Now memachik is the av melach. That's when they take a rough piece of leather and they scrape it down in order to make it smooth. But that it's smoothed out by scraping off pieces of it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if it's memachik, then after 100 times brushing your teeth, you shouldn't have any teeth left. Because if you're really scraping off pieces of your teeth... No, Rav Meisher didn't mean memachik. He meant mimareach, that you're taking something else and smoothing it over the surface. But that's the machlokas between Rav Avadya and Tzitz Eliezer, between Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Meisher, however you want to put on each side of the machlokas. But as far as rubbing something into a surface, that the Magen Avraham says, that's going to be mutter. So where does that leave us in terms of hand creams and lotions and the like? So there are a number of contemporary Rabbanim, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, who just passed away not so long ago, and Siach Nachum in Shuva Chaf, says that you could take a lotion and put it on Shabbos, because he says, krem yadayim, or Vaseline, if a lotion is a liquid that comes out of its tube without applying too much pressure to get it out of its tube, so it immediately gets absorbed into your skin, it doesn't leave a layer on the skin that's visible, that would not be a violation of Merech in line with the Magen Avraham. And that's what Rav Aviner writes in Sheila Shlomo as well, that in Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Chav Gimel and Chelek Dal Sim Tzadi Ches, that you can take skin lotion as long as you make sure that it gets completely absorbed, that you don't overdo it, that you don't like apply a ton of it at a time, that you just use a small amount of it. Rav Melamed in Penina Halacha disagrees, and he says, even though you're allowed to use oil on your body, of cream, you're not allowed to use cream, we should miss him in Mareach, which is a told of Mimachik. Why? Why is it Mimareach? He says, think about why is Mimareach a told of Mimachik. Mimachik is that you're smoothing the surface of something. Mimareach is that you are not smoothing by scraping down the surface, but you're smoothing the surface by applying a smooth exterior to the surface. Whenever that's the goal, when the goal is to take something and apply it onto a rough surface and now make it feel smooth, that's the very definition of merech. What do you do when your hands are chapped and cold and they're rough and there's peeling skin and everything? Then you take some cream and you put it on, so now your hands are smooth. That's the very definition of merech, says Rav Melamed. So he thought it was asr. Rav Meisha seems to assume it's asr as well. Rav Meisha has a number of tshuvas about merech, not only the toothpaste tshuva, he also has a tshuva about lipstick and a tshuva about liquid soap, where he suggests that maybe it's better to really liquefy your liquid soap in order that it should be a liquid, because there's no issur mareach on a liquid, right? If you have water, you're allowed to wash your hands with water, even though you see the water on the surface of your hands. That would not be an issur. It would have to be like, I think Rabbi Ribia calls it, a soft, pliable substance, I think is his lashon when he describes what a cream is. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that a hand lotion is mutter if it's fully absorbed in the skin, but he says that the Chazon Ish on the one hand, in one place seems to be mekil, in another place seems to be machmir, and Shmir Shabbos himself, he thinks we should be machmir on this, not to use any hand lotions. I think that's the overall practice, not to use it, even though there's a pretty strong argument to be made that if it's totally absorbed in the skin, that it'll be mutter based on that Magen Avraham. What about the issue of refuah? So I think we discussed refuah recently. The halacha basically is that if a person is just a mechosh bi'alma, you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Chalash ein b'sakana is allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. What would you say, chapped lips, chapped skin? Usually that's not a chala shein bel sakana. Usually that's below a chala shein bel sakana, and therefore if this is therapeutic, it's going to be problematic. So there are a couple of ways around that issue. First of all, you can apply the Vaseline or chapstick or whatever before you ever have chapped lips, and then it's going to be preventative. And preventative is not going to be an issur of refuah. Second of all, you can do it in a way where you have it as part of a Michael Briam. You have a salad that has a lot of oil in it, and then just enjoy and rub the oil on your lips as you're eating the salad. So then it's part of a Michael Briam. It's like having a tea with honey, and then it's not going to be a violation. And also, it could be that some people have such terrible skin conditions where it actually does rise to the level of a Chol HaShem HaSakana, but that's not typical. Meaning the typical dry skin that one gets in the wintertime would not rise to that level. But there may be some cases where a person has such chapped skin where it's breaking and bleeding all over the place, and it's really painful. So in those cases, it may be that he's a chol hashem bo sakana. So what should you do instead if you're going to be makbid about the refuah issue or you're going to be makbid about the memareach issue? So I went online, and mayoclinic.com, it says, here's how to avoid getting chapped lips. Don't lick your lips too much, because saliva evaporates quickly, and leaves your lips drier than it was before you licked them. And if you do tend to lick your lips, don't put a lip balm that tastes too good, because then you're going to want to lick your lips even more. They also great chachma. They also say stay hydrated. If you drink a lot of fluids and you have humidifiers and moisturizers in the rooms of your house, that's a good idea also. And try to breathe through your nose as much as you can if your nose is not too stuffed. So those are the eitzas that they give. Everyone have a wonderful day.